no person was ever honored for what he received. Honor has been the reward for what he gave. Calvin Coolidge. Thanks once again for joining us for part 3 of Ticket Time with Seth, as we explore the adventure Seth created for his Wood Badge ticket. And without further ado, here's part 3.
So he has promised you gear under the tavern or under the inn in the sewers in a giant barrel sealed.
And I return to the others and tell them what happened.
Excellent. Seth, time check?
15 minutes. It's evening now.
Okay. Can we get to... the Cardinal Cafe. By the time that we finish at the Cardinal Cafe, we might be able to pick up our gear.
Oh no, we're at the Cardinal Cafe. We need to get to the Dragon's Breath.
Sorry. So if we get back to the Pristine Pony, then by midnight.
But we need to send Fergus on to the Dragon's Breath.
We do, but Fergus needs to be armed.
We're wasting a lot of time.
Yes.
We can go now, Fergus.
Okay, so first, in the town, do we know where the tower is located?
Yes, the tower sticks out. It is a good, like, massive... Okay. It is by far and away the tallest building in the tower. It's right on the north side of the city, right by the exterior wall in the northern gate.
Okay, how far is that from where we are?
It is probably like a 10-minute walk.
It might be a good idea to at least check the layout around the tower a little bit. See if we can see anything there. See what type of guards they have at the base and things like that. I think
I agree. Can we do that after the Dragon's Breath? Don't we need to talk to Marv first? Or I just want to make sure that we get our intelligence collected as much as possible before we start operations.
Is it okay? It's still early evening.
Yeah, you're like 5 o'clock.
Okay. Dragon's Breath probably that's going to be open for a while. It's a shady place. Yes.
All night, yeah. Probably.
It doesn't close. You're familiar. You're very familiar with places like this, Fergus. You know that the Dragon's Breath will never close.
It'd probably be a good idea to, with a little bit of light out, to be able to see what's going on around the tower.
Okay, fair enough.
So you guys head north along the wall. And like I said, it takes about 10 minutes to get there. There is a 10-foot-tall ivory wall. You can see it's like a quartz kind of marble stone. None of you are stonemasons, so you don't really know exactly what type of stone it is, but the weird thing about it is that there are no seams. It's like the wall was made out of one entire ring of stone that was cut out specifically for this purpose. You see up on the walls, there are two archers that are slowly making rounds opposite of the wall, just kind of patrolling the top. As you make your way around in front of the mage tower, you do see two sentries and what appears to be a robed apprentice at the front. The apprentice, well, Feltor, if you want to give me a perception check, or Claw can give me a perception check. Actually, both of you should.
22 for Feltor.
Got a 13.
And then Lord Tern, if you would also give me one as well.
21 for Tern.
What you notice, Lord Tern, there are two protectorate guards at the front of the Mage Tower. These ones, however, while they have all the pomp, they've got the blue crest that comes off the large blue cloak, you notice very quickly that the blue cloak has been hemmed up about 8 inches. So it comes about mid-calf on them, which will not impede their ability to fight. They have a sword across their back as well as one on their hip. And by the looks of it, you see what is poking out from the other side. A short sword is kind of what you would guess would be an emergency weapon in the case that they get disarmed. These two look far more experienced than any of the ones you've seen previously. Feltor and Claw, with y'all's rolls, what you notice is that the mage in the background, you would not count him in the ranks of like the high guard for the guild hall. He is probably high apprentice, like first of the apprenti. But you would not say he's an arch wizard or anything like that based on what you're seeing. As a matter of fact, actually, you don't see like a staff. He doesn't seem to have any arcane focus on him at the moment. As you continue to walk past, you do notice that there is a nice sizable courtyard, because you can see through the entrance to the tower gate. There's a nice sizable courtyard inside, which seems to have low walls that seem divided up into sections. But you can't really see what's in those sections because the walls are about 3.5-4 feet tall. And then you continue walking along, because I'm assuming you're not just going to stand there and stare at the tower. Fergus is kind of dragging people behind him, going, and we're walking.
You're not sure.
As you continue walking, you notice that about a block over, you get to the main northern gate of the city, and just to the east of the main northern gate, there appears to be like this two-floor building, but it's almost a full block wide. In there, hanging from different banners every like 10 feet, is the banner of the Imperial Protectorate. A solid, like heavy-duty oak door, again, like siege-grade door, marks the front of it. And then you have windows that are there, but as you're walking past them, Lord Tern, it doesn't take a perception check for you to realize that they're there as decoration. The inside of the window is actually sealed and like barred. There's no light coming through. You continue walking around and you notice that, town starts getting a little dirtier. The streets don't look anywhere near as clean. You see some rags and stuff kind of out. Fergus, you're probably finding it would be pretty easy for you to kind of duck into a corner and hide. You see lots of little hidey holes where people could be like shuffling themselves to get them out of line of sight. You see a couple protectorate walking through the area, but they're like power walking. They're trucking full speed. They've yeah, we have a presence on this side of town. That's about it. So they haul tail out.
My lord, we should probably go the other way.
Is this the way to the
dragon? We should turn back.
Should be.
Yes.
My lord, you stick out like a sore thumb.
True. An elegant sore thumb.
At which point, a small halfling woman comes up to you. It's like, oh my lord, alms for the poor?
I hand her a copper.
Oh, you are so generous, my lady. I appreciate this. You have no clue how well this will feed my children for the next week. I so humbly thank you. Everybody give me a perception check.
17.
Yeah. 13.
You got a 13 in jail.
I will let you have it at advantage, 17. Fergus.
Apparently, I'm not very perceptive.
23.
Okay. Feltor, as you are standing there and she's praising the highlights of your lord and everything in your generosity, you feel the tug on your waistband and just kind of slap your hand and grab the wrist that's behind you. And there's a halfling sitting there going, "Hi, how you doing?" "Yeah, this fell."
I appreciate it. Yeah, thank you very much.
Mom, I'm coming.
I suggest you move along your way. And I take Lord Turn's arm.
No, wait, before they leave, hold it. Thieves, we need a little something in recompense for what you tried to do to us. Give me some of your clothing that we can throw over the walk through here.
Vern, I appreciate your offer, but nothing is going to hide my lord's walk. He and I will go back.
I agree.
The halfling woman just kind of looks at you, Vernon. It's like, "Buddy, I ain't got enough clothes to cover half of your ego, let alone your shadow." How about this? What coin?
I agree with Feltor. Feltor agreed. We shall reconvene near the front. How much are we missing of the back of? We haven't actually circumambulated the tower yet, right?
Oh, you have. You've gone past the tower.
Oh, we have.
You've gone past the Protectorate guardhouse. You're now into the eastern quarter.
Oh, okay.
Which is the part that Sabor said you probably don't want to.
I was confused. I thought that we were still walking around the tower.
Nope. Sorry. You kind of felt Fergus kind of grabbed your wrist and just kept pulling you along.
No, I understand. Okay.
How about we meet everybody back at the Pristine Pony? We will await our package.
Indeed.
Does that sound like a good idea to you, sir?
We'll make it so.
So who's traveling with Fergus?
Well, I'm certainly not.
Not I.
Yeah. Honestly, you may not be a bad one to go and just be the heavy.
Yeah, I'll go with you, Fergus.
Yeah, Claude, we'll walk around close to each other, but we want to make sure we don't look like we're the same.
You do notice, Claw, as you're approaching, as you walk up, you watch as halflings kind of take a look at you and then turn around and walk the other way. So then Vernon, Winston, Feltor, and Turn are all heading back to the Pristine Pony. As you guys are, I will come to Claw and Fergus in just a second, but as you four turn around and start making your way back towards the center of town, as you kind you see a very definitive dividing line between the eastern quarter and the center of town. As a matter of fact, there are actually like four protectorates standing at the main road that you guys are now walking down. One of them's turning and looking at you, Lord Turn, going, "My lord, what in God's names are you doing down here? Let us escort you," like snapping his fingers at two of the protectorate. "Escort them back to their hotel immediately. They have no business over here. There's no reason for them to be here." And two of the protectorate guards immediately turn to face you. They salute and then fall in rank right behind you. Which inn are you at, my lord? We will escort you there safely.
Well, thank you so much for your escort. We are at the Pristine Pony. I do appreciate it.
Very well. Come this way, my lord. We will get you there soon. They take you through town. They get you right to the entrance. And as you are walking in, they're like, "And my lord, just so you know, the eastern quarter is no place for decent folk. We don't recommend you return there if you catch our drift."
Noted.
Very good. Have a pleasant evening and enjoy your stay. I hear the bard here is quite nice. Enjoy her music. And they turn and you can see them like hustling back to their guard posts. All right, so Claw and Fergus. As you guys weave your way, it does not take much. Fergus, you can sniff out one of these places like a mile away. You know exactly where you're going. You can see like the Black Hand guard or the Black Hand rogues moving back and forth. And then you can also see the petty pocket thieves, which are the ones that just hit you guys up a couple minutes ago. There are a couple subtle signs, like a sign carved in just the right way that indicates in Thieves' Cant, main alley this way. You can easily navigate Claw that way. And as you go through, you find the front of what's called the Drunken Dragon Saloon. What you also notice is there's no door on the front. Someplace like this, you've encountered it once before where the entrance is in the back. And as you go down the back alley, you do notice that there are a number of arrow slit holes down the alley. When you turn around, behind, in between the building and the outer wall, you actually see a large metal door. If you will give me a... Well, actually, as you approach the door, you notice the door is locked.
I don't see anybody else around, or is it just me and the door?
Nope. No sentry or guard, just you and Claw.
Is there a lock on the door? Or?
Yes. Okay. Go ahead and give me a perception check as you're examining the door.
17.
So you are familiar with a style of Thieves' Cant where they actually write out the language, but it's in this iridescent ink. So if you just look head on at it, you don't see it. But the moment you get it caught in the light, you can actually start to see the lettering. And essentially what it spells out is, prove your worth to enjoy our company.
All right. So then at that point, I'm going to go ahead and pick the lock and go in. They're asking me to...
All right. So give me a sleight of hand check. It's all good. Actually, this one's not a hard one. This one's not intended to stop you from buying drinks, just stop normal people from entering. So you can actually get the lock. You hear it click. It was a little harder than you thought it was going to be, but the door swings open the moment you undo the lock. Inside, you see a tavern layout. The tables are all in the middle. What kind of catches you off guard is that where the booths would be on the outside, they're actually hammock posts and just halflings, dwarves, elves, just they're all strung out in hammocks around. So there are a number of like halflings and dwarves and people all scattered throughout the insides on the tables. And as you see, like a couple of them have had a few drinks too many. You just see the rest of the people at the table just literally like kick them off their bar stool, roll them over towards a hammock. Sometimes they're nice enough to throw them up in the hammock. Other times they just kind of put them under the hammock and just let them be. And then they go and take their seat. So as you're getting in there, there are a couple looks that come your direction and looking at Claw for a second and then looking at you, and then they go back to their tankards.
So I'm sort of looking around, see if I can hear, listen in on anybody, see if I hear the name Marv at all, or...
The conversations are kind of hushed. Go ahead and give me a perception check to see how well you pick them up. And Claw, go ahead, you can give me one too.
13.
Got a 13 as well.
Okay. You're not really hearing his name mentioned. As a matter of fact, as you guys kind of inch your way around the tables, people seem to quiet a little bit as you come approach, And then as you get further away, their mutterings get a little bit louder, but it's always just kind of on that periphery.
So I look at Fergus and, yeah, you want me to accelerate our timeline?
Is there a bar section, or is it just tables?
Is there a Marv section? Isn't that who we're looking at, Marv?
Okay, you hear some muttering quiet down for a second, and people start staring at you, Claw, for a second, and then...
I'm looking for Marv!
The mistress behind the bar is like, just get over here, you oversized gecko.
Whoa, I am legitimately here like everybody else in town. Yeah, I made no short jokes, anything like that. So let's treat each other with some respect here. Okay, ground rules. Just looking for Marv here. Signal for Fergus to accompany me up to the bar.
Standing at the bar is this half-orc bartender, and he's just like, he's got like missing eye patch and scars across half of him. He's wearing a leather tunic, and you can see two short swords sticking out of his back, as well as a number of knives down his side. It's like, okay, one, I ain't gonna bother making a short joke for you because you're only an inch or two taller than me. Two, this is mutual respect. If we didn't like you, we would have thrown you out the window.
We're on the ground floor.
Yeah, and if you also notice, we don't have any windows. What's your point?
Fair enough.
All right. You want Marv. All right. I don't know why.
Technically, we just need Marv. I don't know about want. I've not met the gentleman.
Well, that's a first. Most people don't want or need him very much, unless you're the Protectorate, and then you want him all the time. But...
Yeah, we don't need him in that way either. We're just, we're told to come find him.
Well, I'll make you a deal. He owes me 50 gold, but if you give me 10, I'll point you right to him. It's probably more than I'll ever get out of him.
I see. Well, yeah, I don't know from that. If I look at Fristin, do you have the money? I don't have the money. I don't think either one of us has any coin, so and I kind of a kind person is going to just be short on cash. So Fergus, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to call you son. Fergus, can you help me with dealing with this person and making sure that they feel taken care of?
He looks at you, Fergus.
Yeah, did he tell us his name or
no?
So I look at him and essentially I'm just trying to I'm gonna say that Marv owes us money as well. That's why we're looking for him. So.
How about this? I'll take you to him if you give me half of what he owes you.
My friend Fergus does not seem like he's amenable to that part of the deal. So why don't we do the deal this way? You take us with you. We'll back you up as protection when you ask for your gold from him. And we'll see that maybe you get it. Maybe.
You know what? Y'all make this too complicated. It ain't worth it. Third hammock on the right. He passed out 4 weeks ago. Hasn't woken up since.
Wait a minute. So you knew where it was and you haven't gotten the money from him yet? Okay, never mind.
He just kind of gives you this look like he owed me money and I'm really good at...
Yeah, Fergus, you want to take the lead?
In the hammock, you see a fairly soused dwarf. He is reeking of bad ale, probably other unsavory things based on the muck all over his armor and boots. You hear him snoring loudly.
So I'm gonna ask Claude to try to wake him up. I think he'll do a better job of it than me.
He's snoring. He probably needs a CPAP. He's probably not getting quality sleep. So I wake up. Hey, do you need help?
couple seconds later, as you're like shaking him, he like his eyes just bolt upright, completely bloodshot and foggy, but he like rolls, trying to roll away from you, not realizing he's on the second hammock up, and just kind of rolls clean out of the hammock, falling face first into the ground. He has like two knives out, but he is just flat prone on the ground, face down. Like, I do now. Can you help me up?
There are enough of a differential that I could just reach down and pick him up.
Yeah.
So yeah, I do that, and I kind of put him face to face with Fergus. My friend here would like to talk to you.
Okay. About what? Do I owe you anything? Do I owe you money? I don't owe you money.
No, you don't owe me anything.
Oh, that's good.
But I needed to get some information from you.
Oh, what kind of information are we talking?
Needed some information about the tower.
Oh, that information. Rob sent you?
Rob?
Yeah. I guess we didn't take copious notes.
Yes.
Okay. Well, he paid me to go look around, and from what I saw, there are three ways in. One, the front door. Good luck there. Those aren't normal protectorate.
Are they abnormal protectorate?
Yeah, they can actually swing a sword. I'd be careful with them.
Noted.
Two, there is a crack in the wall on the northern side between the main wall and the wall of the guild hall. Probably you could get through, little one, but...
Yeah, why do people keep referring to size as a thing? This joint really is kind of upsetting me. You are triggering me in a way that is inappropriate.
Sorry? Could you turn the volume down just a little? He's, like, holding his head.
Yeah, and I reach down to hold his head as well. I'm like, I'll comfort you. And yeah, I don't know if you've noticed, but I've actually been holding him the entire time.
I just meant that the crack was small. Yeah, he's swaying. I mean, you're definitely what's keeping him upright. Like, I just meant that the crack was small, not that it was, like, size dependent. I mean, I guess if you, like, crawled on your belly, you could get through it. But...
Yes, Fergus is completely capable of everything that he wants to do in this life.
I totally agree.
Now go ahead, Fergus.
So, do you know where the crack leads?
Yeah, it leads into the back of the courtyard behind the latrines. But that takes you straight to the rear entrance into the tower.
Okay.
Of course, the third option might even be cleaner, though it doesn't sound it. But if you go through the sewers... The mages supply all the water to the town through the sewer systems through a series of pipings, but that means the water flow all flows from the tower out. If you follow the flow, the grates to the flow go directly up to the bottom floor of the tower. Now, I've never gone in there because I don't like sewers. Well, okay, that's not true. But I've never gone in that way. But it's an option. There we go. That's all I know.
Fergus, do you have enough information from this gentleman?
Well, the only other thing I was going to ask is, do you know about how large the size of the guard and everything?
They seem a little light right now. Normally, they have four or five archers walking the wall and like five guards at the entrance. But I only saw two there the last time I walked past. So... Probably four or five apprentices. Maybe that captain of theirs is there, but maybe most four or five people inside the tower. And then whatever you got outside.
But the sewers lead directly to the inside then?
I haven't traveled that way myself. I try to avoid the tower. It's right next to the protectorate.
Fergus, do you have everything you need?
I think we got about as much as we're going to from good old Mark.
Okay, I turn Marv towards the, was it a bartender? Was that who we were talking to? And towards the bartender. Hey, Marv, you know, it just, I don't want to comment on your personal things, but you really should pay this person their money. You know why? Because, yeah, it just respect for yourself. It'll really help turn your life in this community around if you're known to be good for what you owe. Can you promise me you'll pay this person?
I don't owe him anything.
I'm pretty sure he says you do.
He says everybody owes him something. He's a bartender in a rogue bar.
I look at the bartender and I pull Marv a little closer to me because it's getting hard to hold my arm out. And I say, is that true?
Yeah, it's true.
I want you to tell your mother you've been a very bad half-orc. Are you going to change ways, okay? All of us? And I look Marv in the eye by turning him to me. All of us, we're going to try to do better here, right?
Yeah, I'll do better. Let me just sleep the worst part off first, though.
I'm going to put you back in your hammock. If I come and check on you and say, a week, 10 days, this is going to be all taken care of.
Sure.
And then I put him in the hammock. Berg.
Hey, Clop.
Bud.
Before we walk away, I look at Marv. Is like, do you know where they keep the most valuable stuff in the tower?
I'd be up in the guildmaster's office, probably on the third floor.
I lean down in. Yeah, thank you.
Yep, thank you.
And as a DM note, it is now midnight the first day.
And we're gonna head back to the Prancing Pony, Claw and Fergus.
So as you guys head back to the Pristine Pony, I will cycle back to Lord Tern, Winston, Vernon, and Feltor. It is midnight now. The music continues in the main dining area. As you guys, who wants to try and slip out back and into the sewer system?
Not I.
Okay.
Wait, into the sewer system? Is that where they're leaving the stuff in the sewer system? Yeah,
that's where he left.
Okay.
Hey, while all this is going on, can I get on stage and make some money for us?
Absolutely.
Okay, that's what I'm going to do.
All right, so you hop on stage. Go ahead and give me a performance check.
Brother, you're getting a performance. Here it goes. Okay, straight face. In the heart of town, where the sun shines bright, stands the Cardinal Cafe, a place of utter delight. And in its warm embrace, there's a baker divine. Save for the master with his hands that can refine. Oh, the Cardinal Cafe, a treasure in this land, where the pies of Sabor are the magic of his hand. A feast of love and light, with every bite we take, it's a slice of heaven that we will never forsake.
Very nice. Well done. By all means, please give yourself inspiration for that one, Chris.
Yeah. So, Seth, would we have arrived back during the middle of this performance?
Yes, you would have.
And so I turned to Fergus. I told you we were going to miss it.
I need a stealth check from you, Feltor. Okay. As you're attempting to slip out through this.
16.
Could she do it at advantage since I had the audience in utter captivation of myself?
She can do it at advantage.
Then make that a 21.
Very nice. So you quietly wait, make your way past the bar, and the barmaids are all like handing out drinks and taking care of the kitchen area. As you get into the kitchen, you notice there are like four cooks, but they're all very focused on their items. Slipping out the back is easy. Just outside of the stable area, you do see a large great area for like sewer and pipe maintenance. Opening up that door is not a problem. You get down into there, and just below the steps, there is actually a barrel. And the barrel is marked with the sign of the Cardinal Cafe. When you crack open the top, you do see all of the gear that you guys have requested. So the longsword, the shield, the chainmail, the chain shirt. There is a letter in there saying, sorry, I could not find surplus chain to patch onto your leggings. If you're around the day after tomorrow, I'll see what I can do when the next merchant comes through. But all the basic gear that you have requested is in there. So on your character sheets, if you want to go under inventory, you should see your basic gear, and it just doesn't have a red checkbox next to it. Feel free to check all of that, and it will adjust your stats for you. In the sewers, what you notice is that these are not just like, these are very like aqueducty kind of sewers. They call it a sewer, but it really is just water transfer from one side to the other. You're not seeing any waste or bilge or anything down there that is excessively disgusting. There are large clay pipes that go from one side to the other, and you can hear rushing water coming through them. There is a large flowing stream down the middle. I mean, you've got about a 2-foot sidewalk on each side, but then there's about 6 feet of water just flowing pretty rapidly down the middle in between those two sidewalks. There are brick archways, and you've got this overwhelming smell of mildew and mold just because of the constant flow and dankness and no light getting through. I believe you are an elf, so you do have dark vision. You can see through the area pretty well. That's about all the description you can get out of it. It's pretty it's pretty bland, actually.
It's a sewer.
Yeah.
I leave a pouch of gold with the barrel.
All right. So I take it you kind of grab as much of the gear as you can and bring it up.
Yeah. I feel like stash it in the one of the stalls or something like that until everybody can get a hold of it.
Okay. So you've got the gear up in one of the stalls, and one of the stable boys just kind of turns around seeing you do this and goes, you know what, lady? I don't want to know. And he just turned.
I tossed him a copper.
Good enough. I didn't see a thing.
I'm buying that stall.
All yours, ma'am. Don't see a thing. And he just goes back to brushing his horse. You get in right at the end of Chris's performance. They are wrapping up the stage, and kind of the minstrels are saying their good nights to everybody. Enjoy the rest of your evening. Corellis is just kind of bowing. We bid you good night. Enjoy your drink. Enjoy your food. Please come see us again tomorrow for breakfast. We will sing you into your new day and bring light into you in beautiful ways.
Did I get any coin for the song?
Yes. Go ahead and give me a d20.
I rolled a 7 on real dice.
Okay. You're welcome to use your inspiration if you want to roll more.
Yeah, that's all right.
Or you can
save it.
Okay. All right. So 7 gold pieces between all the coppers and silvers that got thrown up at you. You can easily clear 7 gold out of it. She escorts you back to the dining area and poking her head in as she sees kind of the rest of you kind of collecting in there. I'm just going to go make sure your rooms are ready. They should be done by now. But at the very least, it'll look like you're staying in the inn, so I don't know anything else about what's going on, as she's kind of backing away, closing the door behind her. All right. Your first day has gone by.
I have everyone's gear in a stall in the stable.
Thank you.
I want my mace. I want my hammer.
We should probably all get some sleep. And then decide how we're going to proceed.
Agreed.
Tomorrow. I'm assuming, Fergus, you're going to tell us everything you know?
Yeah, go over the details of what we learned about the three ways in. And
I missed the first way. Can somebody tell me? Okay. I got the crack on the wall.
Yeah, front door.
The front door.
Oh, the front door.
Right. Not advised.
And then valuables will probably be on the third floor of the tower.
I have the ability to go into Ash's form. That might help, but, you know, who knows? And then I go off to bed.
How late would you guys like to sleep in the morning?
We should be up soon.
Third week we've been releasing audio, so we thank everybody who's rejoined us and is listening to the podcast. We're looking forward to a long, fun summer, so hopefully you're kicking it off with celebrating a little bit on this Memorial Day weekend. We would love to have you invite friends to follow us on Spotify, but we also want to make sure that we remember what this weekend's really, truly about, and that's, you know, celebrating those who have served our country and paid the ultimate price. So happy Memorial Day, and I hope to hear you soon. Listening to the podcast, we hope you've enjoyed what you've heard. If you have enjoyed what you heard, one of the things that you can do is support us by giving us a review on your favorite podcatching platform, whether that be Apple, Podchaser, or even Spotify. Also, you can support us by visiting our Patreon at patreon.com/leadersandlegacies or checking out our website, leadersandlegacies.com. You can also check out our Tee Public store, which, you know, has sales going on throughout the holiday season where you can get anywhere from 20 to 40% off all of the merch that's available there, and including those from other vendors as well. Let's see. Oh, legal disclaimer. We are not in any way, shape, or form associated with the Boy Scouts of America or the Wizards of the Coast, but we do highly recommend that you do get involved with both organizations because they'll put a lot more fun and greatness into your life. All our music is from soundstripe.com, as well as additional photos from shutterstock.com. Original art is by Catherine Evans for our logo, and the Gateway of the Gods was done by Light Crush, or Jenna Vincent, out of Australia.
And never forget to remember,
you are triggering me in a way that is inappropriate.